Well, good evening. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz.
And I'm Sherry Kane.
And we're bringing you the Insight Hour tonight. It's a dark and gloomy night for we the people here in the United States of America with the Supreme Court's ruling against the capacity of we the people and our families damaged from vaccine injuries to sue in state, let alone federal government courts. So we're going to be covering that news tonight. Sherry, how was your week?
Very interesting, actually. Although we both witnessed something strange that happened today, we were attacked.
Totally, total bizarre.
We were attacked
really bizarre.
By a white energy bomb that came through our
yeah,
window.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds bizarre.
It
was totally.
It was a white light.
Totally bizarre.
And it shut our electricity.
It was a
down.
White light that like exploded, but I saw like the center of it was more like a yellow. It was like some sort of an energy bomb. Literally exploded right outside our studio window.
And it jolted us.
And it not only jolted us, but the glass, and it blew out every single energy appliance, every single computer, every single printer. We've got two printers operating. We had one, two, three, four computers all went down, and everything had to recover. It was just the most amazing, bizarre thing I'd ever seen before.
Well, I'm thinking we must be doing something right.
Something
so
right, yeah.
We're on the right track.
So keep those prayers coming. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. This is the Insight Hour. We come every week to you on Tuesday nights. BBSradio.com is where you can find us on the Insight Hour. And it's 9 o'clock Pacific. We start West Coast at a time, and then on Hawaii, we broadcast frequently from Honolulu, and that is at 7 o'clock. And we're also sponsored by some wonderful people that you should probably give some research diligence to. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com. HealthyWorldAffiliates.com is where you can actually not only support our programming, but actually join us in collaboration. We're actually looking for partners out there for bringing to the world not only the best of the best news and the best of the best products, but also making people aware of some critical issues. And so we're an educational as well as a research organization that is advancing also some awesome healthcare products. So join us in HealthyWorldAffiliates.com, sponsor for tonight's program, along with Healthy World Store. Any books, tapes, DVDs, CDs, or equipment that you hear me mention on programs come from HealthyWorldStore.com. And also, there is a brand new book. I've been talking about it for the last several weeks. That is my 17th book. It's just up on ebook right now. We are taking advance orders for the hard copy coming out in late spring, early summer.
And you can read about it at thebookof528.com. And we also have a great website. It's called 528records.com, where you can transpose all of your music into the powerful healing music of the 528 frequency.
And that's
which is love.
Exactly. The love 528, I guess that's what they're exploding about. You know, they don't like putting out love. Love is not a particularly politically correct issue.
But it's a solution. And that's
yeah,
the solution
exactly.
That they can't come against.
That's right. And the creator, our glorious creator, has a different plan than for we the people, by the way, than the Rockefellers, Rothschilds, and Bush family. You know, so anyway, we're going to talk a little bit about tonight about the sad, sad state of affairs. Sherry's been doing some great research. I hope she'll fill you in a little bit. But I'd like to just share with you my overall perspective on what happened today and what this actually represents. The Supreme Court's ruling prohibiting parents from suing vaccine makers through state courts grants a total license to kill and maim America's children to the world's most untrustworthy agents spreading disease and death to profitably intoxicate and depopulate we the people. Parents should boycott all vaccinations in protest of this gross breach of constitutional freedoms and miscarriage of justice in American government, now completely controlled by drug industrialists. If lawsuits can't be filed and justice rendered to families damaged by vaccines that are intoxicating and arguably genocidal, then families need to boycott all vaccines in favor of safer and more reliable methods of infection prevention, like oxysilver, body alkalization, vitamin C and A, good nutrition, proper hygiene, immune-boosting supplements, oxygenation, and electrodermal stimulation. the justification for the latest attack, this latest attack that happened today on the body sovereignty of we the people, our civil rights and public health, is the bogus National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act of 1986 that was a wolf in sheep's clothing generated by the drug industry, its lawyers and lobbyists, and traitors infiltrating the supposed grassroots organization called the National Vaccine Information Center, or NVIC. Their leaders sold out America's children for fortune and fame, and are most responsible for today's Supreme Court ruling. The 1986 scam has compensated merely 2,500 of the millions of families damaged with injured children. There are more than 500,000 vaccine mercury-associated autistic children in America alone, not to mention the millions of vaccine-related injuries, the autoimmune diseases. There are 86 different varieties of autoimmune diseases linked to vaccinations. The cancers are now in the millions associated with, for example, polio vaccine that SV40 contained, SV40, the simian virus 40 that caused cancer. How about all the leukemias and the lymphomas hitting our children that was virtually non-existent years ago associated with Epstein-Barr virus? That's a herpes-type virus very commonly distributed via vaccinations. The childhood other injuries include asthma, hay fever, allergies, and eczema. These are simply some of the many, many vaccine-related injuries that are now wreaking havoc with we the people and our public's health. It is, in essence, degenerating and degrading as well as depopulating we the people. Today's Supreme Court ruling was advanced by the majority justice. And I'm going to ask Sherry to please give a little bit of background on who this perpetrator of this miscarriage of justice is.
Well, this guy's name is Antonin Scalia, and he's been around for a long time. He's the oldest sitting judge right now. He is really, really good friends with Dick Cheney. They go duck hunting together. As a matter of fact, he was one of the main justices on the energy case that Cheney was involved
that
in.
That was the Enron scandal.
Exactly.
You remember that, folks.
And also a recent energy case as well. And he is involved in reviewing that case, but he went on a duck hunting trip with him.
Just a couple weeks after the appeal. Dick Cheney had been involved in the litigation and the proceedings for which the records were sought from Cheney as vice president under Bush, and that those records contained very, very important information as to what the federal government was negotiating in the plans of the Energy Department. And that, of course, being the Bush family related to the energy industry, the oil industry, and Dick Cheney through his proprietary organizations such as Halliburton, et cetera, you see that there was a link that was very important that the documents were sought by the court. Well, Cheney appealed it, and apparently just a couple weeks after the appeal, Judge Scalia, went on a duck hunting trip?
Yeah,
vacation
hunting trip.
Are you kidding me?
No, and they consider it a heavy conflict of interest. Now we know how he gets away with everything. Go on your trips with the main judge and you get away with anything. And so he arranged that. But this justice he worked with, I worked under Ford, he worked under Nixon, which means he worked under Kissinger.
Oh, right,
and
yeah.
And he was hired by Reagan, so.
And in the Nixon White House, if you remember correctly, the Nixon Watergate tapes were most vital, and it was this same judge that ordered that the tapes be sequestered and maintained in private by Nixon. Now, that needed to be overturned by the Supreme Court, which this judge was not yet on the Supreme Court. That'll give you some background about this guy.
Right.
What else did you
find
out?
He also attends Knights of Columbus events, Red Mass events with the presidents.
What's the Red Mass events of the Knights of Columbus?
Oh, well, basically they pray to a saint, St. Thomas More, and apparently the saint was known to be a murderer who murdered people One of them in particular was a translator of the Bible. Bible into English. So he's
What
a
a
known
crime
murderer,
that is.
a murderer of women and men, and they pray to this person. He was a political judge.
Oh, this is the famous political saint, right? The
yes.
saint for the politicians.
Exactly.
Folks, can you believe that we're actually stating this? You can actually go on the internet. You could actually dig this up. This
Saint
is
Thomas
public
More.
access information. Saint Thomas More
M-O-R-E.
Is the patron saint that this judge prays to.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the whole group of them, they go to these events and they pray to this saint. And
the saint is famous, world-renowned, for burning Bibles.
Well,
is that right?
He's known for burning Bibles. He's known for burning people.
Oh, nice.
And
That's nice.
He's kind
very,
of
very
like
kind. There's a lot of justice in that, don't you think?
There absolutely is no justice in that. But, I mean, the whole thing is irony because he's hanging out with the Bushes at these events. Jeb Bush is a heavily known Knights of Columbus member. And he's also hanging out with Antonio Scalia is hanging out with the Bushes as well at these events. It's kind of like a social gathering. And there's a bunch of Roman Catholic justices that get together working for the Vatican.
Oh, you know, and then didn't we do a report about, what was it, 6 months ago? Folks, you can get Sherry Kane's journalistic reports, and you're listening to Sherry Kane. She's a Fox News defector, investigative journalist extraordinaire. She has dug up wonderful, as you can hear tonight, very important information that doesn't typically make certainly the mainstream press, and certainly most of the times doesn't even make it into the alternative
press.
You
won't hear this on the mainstream media, folks. This is definitely alternative press, but this is the truth in media. This is the truth that you won't hear anywhere else. So it's important to get this message
and
out.
And didn't we cover the fact that in the BP, and you might have watched Jesse Ventura's True TV expose on the British Petroleum Dick Cheney-related Halliburton oil demolition of the Gulf oil catastrophe was a demolition, a planned event. And Jesse Ventura used Sherry Kane's research and story and created a wonderful segment. It's up on YouTube now. Where can people view that?
The Jesse Ventura's actually, you can see it on my website. You can look at my homepage, Sherry Kane, K-A-N-E. That's SHERRIKANE.com. Right on my homepage, I have the Jesse Ventura video up.
Right. And the reason I bring that up is because we did an expose together that you can get right now for free as a download. It is openable via the archives, the newsletter archives of healthyworldstore.com. If you go to healthyworldstore.com, at the very bottom of the homepage, you'll see a link to newsletter archives. If you click on those newsletter archives, you'll get years of the research that we've posted. And one of the articles, if you go back, I think somewhere, the beginning of summer, I think. No, it was in April, I think. It was an article that we did on war against We the People. Oh, it was in June.
It was in June, and we talked about Peter Sutherland.
Peter Sutherland.
He was also the financial advisor
to the Pope. As well as a top director of Goldman Sachs International. And chairman of BP. So you got the Vatican, you've got BP, and you've got this Peter Sutherland of Goldman Sachs that Dick Cheney and George Bush actually hired to run some of the spin off of this hideous demolition of the Transocean oil rig in the Gulf.
Right, and here's another Vatican tie. Once again, with this whole case surrounding the pharmaceutical companies winning against these parents.
Yeah.
And that they can't be sued. Now, I believe with this case, they should have warning labels. They should be made to put warning labels on all of these drugs now. Warning. These drugs.
Yeah, but
the doctors
don't even read those warning labels.
Well, I mean, if they're doing it for cigarettes, as just as they do with cigarettes, it should be the same kind of warning labels.
Well they should, but
and
people
still smoke. And if you still take
smoke.
The drugs, then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter anymore.
Because you have freedom of choice.
Exactly.
You know?
So yeah, put these labels on. No, what they do promote is you went to the library today. It's right in front of your face.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You saw a flyer that actually gives children entry into art competitions if they take the
If they not only take a shot, but the art competition was to create posters that promote vaccinations. So here they are running a contest for children out of a public library that asks the children to create posters in their schools to promote vaccinations. What a scam that is, man.
Right. So the point is that they're out there acting like these vaccinations are safe. Everything else is hearsay. Still believe what your doctors tell you. What I'm saying is that there should be a red label warning when you get the vaccination. Before you actually sign to get vaccinated, you should sign a red warning label that says these can cause serious harm to your health or even possibly death, or life-threatening side effects that could last you a lifetime. And
damage your family forever,
and
financially,
your family forever. And you cannot sue us no matter what. You cannot sue us no matter what. Sign on this line.
Well, that's basically standard informed consent. But they've dispensed
that level.
Of course, but then again, do you think that they're really going to give you the list of autoimmune diseases, for example? I mean, we won't mention the cancers, but chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, lupus, MS,
no,
ALS. There's 86 different autoimmune diseases alone that are linked to the vaccination.
No, exactly. The list is too long to read for most people. But if you give them this kind of consent, there's going to be a lot less people opting to take this vaccination, especially for their children.
Well, I think that you know, this, folks, if you think about what's happening here, even if we were to implement this kind of a strategy, you would have the mass of dumbed down, mind control enslaved people who are living the illusion of the medical deities that are actually on the take of the drug industry. They're living the illusion that these medical deities know better than having faith and trust in God and the natural remedies that I mentioned earlier, and that they're going to consent to getting vaccinated. And in essence, what you've got is an evolution of the species, in essence, survival of the most intelligent.
Right. Well, what I can tell everybody out there and how you can help get the message out to people is right now, Dr. Horowitz and I have signed on to a network, an alternative television network, where we're going to be broadcasting to many, many people. It's going to be connected to DirecTV. And what we're going to be doing, as well as what we ask of you, if your commercials that you want to send us, they are of good quality, then maybe we could show them as well. But we plan on making commercials that are going to be anti-vaccination, and we're going to be putting them out on through the airwaves.
Well, that's what we'd love to do and we're planning to do. But again, when you think about it, folks, it's up to you more than us and the media. For example, look at one, we just mentioned this a couple weeks ago, when Egypt came about. We have to talk a little bit about that. What is going on in the Middle East is also a focus of very urgent attention. But one human being with a computer created a revolution in his country. And so, folks, if you think that you're not powerful, think again, especially if you've got your heart set on Creator and the God who's given you the gift of life, and your children the gift of life. If you put your faith and trust and you actually use the keys to literal creativity, which involves prayer, heartfelt loving intention to create miracles manifested by the spoken word and actually sung chants and prayer in 528 love frequency, particularly, that is powerful. Nothing can stand in the way of the miracles that can be created. So I'm still extremely optimistic. Again, we're going through the book of Revelation in essence. We're fulfilling prophecy here. At the end of the book of Revelation, we know that the crystal clear waters will once again flow through rivers and streams that are our bloodstreams. The crystal clear waters is exactly what makes your DNA sing. It's structured water. And so this is ultimately where we're heading for our destiny, is to 1,000 years of world peace. Before we get there, there's got to be 2/3 of the population of the world eliminated. This is what actually the Illuminati is doing right now, serving ultimately the Creator's destiny for humanity to learn the valuable lesson of having misplaced faith brings karma, brings judgment, brings death and disease. It's like Jesus said, come out of her, my people, lest ye be infected by her plagues. Get out of the hypocrisy, the lunacy, the illusions, the televisions, this whole concept of hypnosis through mass-mediated mind control, through the mainstream media. This is what is creating the culture which allows for vaccinations and remains silent in the face of today's Supreme Court ruling. Every one of you listening should be going around saying to families and friends, going to supermarkets, pulling down the signs, for goodness sake, that say, get your children vaccinated. Pull them down.
Yeah, definitely. Pull them down. Throw them out. Get rid of them. You know, it's really important to know that the mainstream media is, again, it's manipulating everything, including what you almost just tapped into was what's going on in the Middle East right now. And what really is going on, and I repeat this all the time to everybody out there, is right now it looks as if all the other surrounding countries are going to go and attack Israel. It looks like that. And
well, that's what they're setting it up to have that fright.
But here's the deal, though. Even if they do attack Israel, who is behind it? At the highest levels, you have Jewish people. You have the Muslims. They're all sitting down. The Christians.
You have the Christians, the Catholic.
They're all
the Roman Catholics. They're all at the same table, right?
And you know what? They're plotting it. So they're creating this war, and all the other civilians in those Middle Eastern countries are like the people here, and we the people. That don't know any better, that are the dumbed down masses that believe that it's the Jewish people in Israel that are causing the war, or it's the Americans in America that are causing the war.
Right,
but
claiming
we don't
the Jew world order. Right.
Exactly. We don't have that power, we the people. It's these highest level elite that are sitting down at this table and they're plotting and planning how they're going to cause a war, make us all hate each other, and just, and that's really the truth. So, in order to know, you have to get the message out to the people that don't listen to what the mainstream media tells you because they have a whole other agenda. They're building it up. They're saying, look, they're coming into your country. They're going to come in and they're going to invade. It's, you know, you're in big trouble. And you know what? Yeah, they're going to come and invade and they're going to come with guns and they're going to come and kill.
And
then,
you know,
that's what they're told to do.
And that's what they're telling you is going to happen. Listen, you've
got
to understand.
They're also telling you you're going to get, like, suicide bombers coming.
That's what exactly right. See, folks, you've got to understand that besides being a hypnosis machine, television, the mainstream media, the news programming, anchoring, the anchor men and women that are anchoring you into neuro-linguistic programming, you're being programmed to believe exactly what they're feeding you. It's called feeds, the news feeds. They're feeding you this information. So you assimilate it and you establish beliefs that are simply fed to you. So you can't think independently. You are enslaved to the illusion of the media. So the reality is what you've got to do is you've got to simply create your own news network. You've got to research those independents that can provide you with legitimate, unbiased news and reporting. That's the only way for you to get the truth today.
And you have to look at what's going on in the news. Like, for instance, what's happening now with the suit that was won, the win for the pharmaceutical companies. You have to look at the players involved. If you look at it, you'll see judges like Anton Scalia listed on there. Who is this man?
Yeah.
Then you research who he is, and you find out that basically there's an agenda going on, that the people that he's working for have an agenda. And it doesn't matter whether he's saying it's right or wrong, because there's an underlying agenda behind it that it has to be right. That's the way it has to be. That's what he's paid to do. That's why he's in the position to be in. And that's where it goes. So once you realize who the people are involved, you can put this together. You can do your own research.
Now, assuming that you don't have the time and you find programs like this one, other hosts on BBS give you the truth. There are other good networks out there that are legitimate. All of them, by the way, have been infiltrated. So be careful. Every single activist organization that has developed into anything substantial and powerful has been infiltrated. So you've got to literally do a little bit of of discerning. And that's important. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing to develop in the end times. That's exactly what part of this whole thing is about. We've got to develop the discernment in order to evade and avoid leaders, so-called leaders, that lead us down the drain.
Well, I rarely look at other alternative well-known media networks for any kind of truth. I look at the mainstream media. I don't look at what they say. I look at what the issue is and who the key players are.
And then inside? What happens inside you? Because as an investigative journalist, you have a skill, a very beautiful knack for being able to tune in to what the connections are that the mainstream's not reporting, don't you?
Well, it's really divine how it happens. I definitely think I'm definitely led by the creator to two different paths, and I get a hit on a certain person on there. I go with that lead. I see, and then all of a sudden, another name will pop up in my head. I'll put the two together. For instance, Scalia and Cheney. It's not really open out there that they were on a hunting trip together, unless you know that from the news.
It's old news. I mean, like, exactly. Literally back, it's almost 8 years ago.
They have a lot of it is resurfaced here in 2010.
Oh, it's now.
Right. But it's not really something that you'll see right away if you do a search. You're going to have to dig a little bit. I went with that. I'll go with certain hits. I'll get another person's name, another evildoer. I'll say, you know, I believe, or I'll hear it from somewhere else that this person had did some dealings with this other person. I'll look at it. I'll see the connections. I'll see what was involved. And it'll put me on a different search completely that I wasn't on originally. Yeah, so and I think that happens to you.
It does happen to me. So if it happens to Sherry and if it happens to me, it's that discernment that I'm talking about that you have also. You have in your heart the capacity of all-knowing. This book of 528, Prosperity Key of Love, will give you greater insights. Read it. You can go to thebookof528.com. You can download it for $9.98. Read it. It's about 400 and some odd pages. And it will change your whole complete view of life, of reality, of the way the Creator works to create you and me and this entire magnificent universe. When you have that understanding that you have a direct connection to God through your heart, using the clear channel broadcast, tune your heart to the love dial to 528 hertz frequency. And suddenly now you get a complete solid broadcast download of what it is that you need in order to survive and thrive. That's exactly what it's all about. That's what the contract. Now you go back into Christian theology, the basic, or even Judeo-Christian theology. What is the covenant? The contract. A covenant is a contract. What is the contract between you and God? It is that you give the Creator faith. You give your faith to the Creator. And you then literally use your mouth, your creative instruments, the lips, the labia ratum, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, to articulate faithfully with heartfelt loving intention your prayer for miraculous manifestations. And they shall be administered because that's the contract that the Godfather administered. Or you want to say Godmother, that's fine. The reality is that the divine source has a contract with each and every one of us. You're included. You have that opportunity at every given moment. Choose it. And the discernment that's necessary to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, fearing no evil, because if the Creator is with you, then who can stand against you? Nobody, nada, zero, zip. Nothing is more powerful in the universe for sustaining, uplifting, and healing than the Creator by your side and in your heart. That is what's necessary, not only for faith and manifesting miracles, but also for discerning the truth, the wisdom in these end times that shall set you free from this hideous, demonic surreality that we currently call modern civilization and history.
Amen, brother. So definitely, I mean, there's so much important stuff in the book of 528, a solution to so many things this planet really needs right now is definitely understanding the numbers of the universe and how they work together, and how they work together to create love and harmony and peace.
And well, you know, I love to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. You know, that's what it's about. Is think about it. You know, look at nature. You know, and I know that the Discovery Channel loves to play these reels of tigers and lions attacking lesser strong animals, and you get the sense that nature is this like harsh and evil and or destructive force. But that's not the case. They eat when they're hungry, and they have a reverence, just like the natives and the aboriginals. They lived off the land, and they had a reverence and a respect for, in Hawaii, it's called the aina, the land that sustains us and feeds us. They don't pollute it. They don't intoxicate it. They don't curse it. They literally have this tremendous respect for it. And part of that respect has this understanding that it is of them and in balance with them. And we've got to understand that is simply harmony. They're in harmony with divinity expressed through this entire incredible environmental manifestation we call planet Earth. So we've got to understand, we've got to reinstate this harmony. Harmony to what? Harmony to love. And that's what the 528 Love Revolution is all about. It's literally understanding the simplest mathematics that give rise to the music that manifests this reality.
Yeah, it's definitely what the Illuminati does not want.
It's the best kept secret.
This is probably this is the biggest threat to them out of anything that was you've done previously.
It's the mass awakening. It is exactly what it is that they're most concerned about. Because if the truth shall set you free, then the greatest secreted truths in history have the capacity to emancipate you and I completely, completely. So this is the optimal uplift. It is virtually the rapture. You know, a lot of people debate, what is the rapture? You know, are people going to really rise from the grave? Well, frankly, if you think about the depression and the disease that's being induced, that is hell on earth, and that's a virtual grave. It's either an enslaved prison system, or it is actually this demonic death that we've suffered spiritually, suppressed. Now, to come out of that, to literally uplift ourselves spiritually, metaphysically, into divine harmony that's expressed interpersonally between you and I, between our hearts, between our extended families and communities, nations and worlds, being brought back into harmony with divinity to fulfill our destiny for having peace on earth. That literally is what we're talking about here. To have that manifest, we need to sing a similar song. That's what Revelation 14:1 is all about. That's what the book of 528 celebrates. It is about singing a new song in harmony with divinity, with full respect for who we are as part of a divine family, as what nature is, as a sustaining blessing. This is what it is about. And so the more you can really grasp what we're talking about here, the more that you can integrate this intelligence, literally what happens is something that the Illuminati can't stand and can't defend against: people's hearts opening. People's hearts opening and resonating in love, in peace, in harmony, in bliss, in health, and optimal sustainability. That is our destiny. We can choose it right now. It's available right now. The only person stopping you from claiming it as your birthright is you, folks who are listening. Stop blocking your love and capacity to open your hearts and heal miraculously, communicate interpersonally from this understanding that we are one. We're brothers and sisters of the Messiah, Yeshua. We are literally in the process of celebrating and heralding the greatest secreted truths. This 528, for example, is the key to the house of David.
That opens
doors
that no man can close.
And closes doors
that no man can open.
And those doors are the doors to your heart. So this is what it's about. You've got to open your hearts. And it's not about a revolution in the streets. What they're actually telling you on mainstream media to be prepared for is allegedly Al-Qaeda coming to America.
Yeah.
The news has been full of that now.
And who is Al-Qaeda?
Who
is it? Who are the terrorists?
How about the Bush family, yes, funded by the Rothschild,
exactly,
League of Banksters,
exactly,
who want to create, foment terrorism, just like they did in Jesus' day.
Exactly.
It's a bunch of guys who are
blame
basically
it on these. They're going to blame it on a bunch of guys in Afghanistan or Saudis who walk around with sticks in the desert. That's who they're basically
blaming
on.
Well, no, but they're going to say they're going to come with machine guns,
yeah,
to America,
well,
and some
machine
and some
guns.
Bombs.
Where are they getting the guns? They got sticks now. Where are they getting the guns?
Well,
so they're being supplied by,
I don't know. Who? You tell me. I have
Bush, Cheney.
Bush, Cheney. Okay. Yeah, so this is the reality, folks. The people in the CIA and MI6, British Secret Service, this Anglo-American tragedy is unfolding because it's profitable to foment war and to create terror. Look at, for example, what the airline industry and security, transportation security agency. Look at the amount of billions and billions of dollars that the inside traitors have made in investing before 9/11 in the securities industry. And now, continuing through the mainstream media. Like, you know where I got this news article today on the judge? And by the way, folks, in about, I would say in about a half an hour, right, 5 minutes after I'll be on off the air on BBS Radio, I'll be on Coast to Coast again tonight with George Norrie very briefly in a news segment dealing with this vaccination tragedy and Supreme Court ruling. So if you want to leave the air on BBS Radio tonight, after we close down here at about, it'll be on the West Coast just about a couple minutes before 10. And a couple minutes after that, I'll be on national news on Coast to Coast with George Norrie. So this is the tragedy I'm concerned about. They're telling you in advance. They're programming you to believe that Al-Qaeda is coming to America. And when that happens, you see, Sherry, you and I may not be allowed on the air anymore, because what they're going to claim under the Patriot Act, the legislation that has already been advanced, it's already set aside, is that you and I
are terrorists.
Who are terrorists. We foment unrest. And if you listen to Bill Gates, we cause people to die by alerting people to the risks of vaccinations.
Yeah, we're so an enemy actually to the United
we're an
States
enemy
of
to
America
the,
Corporation.
To Big Pharma. You have Big Pharma's Bonnie and Clyde, Horowitz and Cain, delivering the trade or inside traitor secrets of the drug industrialists and the energy industrialists that are virtually one and the same. You're looking at the military, medical, petrochemical, pharmaceutical cartel that is conducting genocide under the guise of public health and national security. And you are being told by the mainstream media. And who is the mainstream media? Look at Rupert Murdoch. I got that news story today from Fox. Who owns Fox? Rupert Murdoch. What's Murdoch own also? Oh, man, you can tell a bunch of people what he owns.
He has the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Australia that conducted some of the first swine flu vaccination trials.
Heavily connected to the Big Pharma.
He's partnered with CSL, which is a division of Merck. His son, James, is the non-executive director of the actual, it's supposed to be the
SmithKline Beecham,
the competitor to Merck.
Supposedly.
SmithKline Beecham, his son, oversees that.
But they were all the competitors were cheering today, all together in the same audience.
Right, they all work together. They all work together. They all give each other information on the newest drugs, and they can all compete with each other. And then they all have this this little pot that they throw the money in and they send each other cuts.
Little
money here and
Sherry,
there.
You did a beautiful expose months ago. Again, folks, you can get that by going to healthyworldstore.com. Newsletter archives at the bottom of the homepage. Don't forget to sign up for Healthy World Affiliates to become a healthyworldaffiliates.com co-collaborator. It's a cooperative. It's a partnership where you're advancing not just this information, but you're advancing all the solutions, the natural, low-risk, low-cost solutions to ongoing murder. So, Sherry, you did an article that Big Pharma has a major drug trade group in New York.
Right. It's called the Partnership for New York City, and that's where they decide on – how they're going to use the money to rebuild the World Trade Center, which never got rebuilt.
Yeah, so they veered the money.
They veered the money to Las Vegas, to the city center. And if you go there, you'll see these two leaning towers that were illuminated in red, white, and blue. They seem to take the lights off now.
We reported, and we have in the film Pharma Whores. If you haven't seen PHARMA, like pharmaceutical, Pharma Whores.
WHORES, not wars, but whores.
Pharma Whores.
Although it is a war.
We the people are being taken out. We're targeted for elimination.
It's their war against
we the people. And so you can go onto that website, see the film Pharma Whores. We had a wonderful screening last week in Los Angeles at the Conscious Life Expo. Sherry, you've got an important report coming up about that. So, folks, do get registered to receive your free newsletters at healthyworldstore.com. And you can look up already in the archives this wonderful report Sherry did on the Partnership for New York City.
Yeah, it was really important to see all the players involved, their mainstream media. You have Thomas Glocer, who is the CEO of Merck. He's also the CEO of Reuters. I mean, these guys are connected in all ways, the pharmaceutical companies and the mainstream media.
That's why we call it the pharma media.
Exactly. I also want to let everybody know you and I are going to be at a speaking engagement at the Health Freedom Expo in Long Beach, California, March 26th, 5 p.m. That's a Saturday. And
March 26th, 5 p.m. on Saturday.
Yeah.
Where's that going to be?
Long Beach. I believe it's the Long Beach Convention Center.
Long Beach Convention Center. So that's a new booking, folks. I'll be speaking. It's been several years.
Will both be speaking.
Actually, it was wonderful, Sherry.
Yeah, we'll both be speaking. I'll be talking about a little bit about the research before the 528 revolution came about, and what really drew it out was the stuff with the end times in the Church of Satan. And that's a lot of what my new article
very
is going to be
about,
which what happened at the last expo that you were just at, the
Conscious
Life.
You know,
expo.
This new information that we got today about the Supreme Court ruling and this justice who's virtually in bed with this whole allegedly Catholic organization that is virtually demonic. If you're praying to a patron saint that murdered people and burned Bibles, I mean, that's like weird.
Weren't we in Hawaii?
Weren't we
in Hawaii at a church and there was a priest or some saints on the wall with heart and blood?
Oh, yeah. There's this beautiful on the Big Island of Hawaii, the oldest church on the Big Island of Hawaii, has artistry just all on the walls, hand-painted. Bloodiest damn paintings I'd ever seen in a church. It was
really like hell coming out of someone's heart, and it was just really demonic stuff. So, you know, a lot of this stuff connected to the Vatican and
you know, we're not fans at all. In fact, we've been exposing Eric John Phelps, who wrote the book Vatican Assassins. We're not supporters of those people that we have actually researched, and Sherry has done most of that research in exposing the colleagues that have infiltrated virtually every grassroots organization, the American Patriot Movement, the 9/11 Truth Movement, the Holistic Medicine Movement in the United States. They all claim to be engaged in Bible believing, the Bible believers, and they claim also to be enemies of the Jesuits and the Vatican.
Right.
And yet you don't see them talking about this stuff, do you? Because they're really controlled opposition. They're CIA operatives, aren't they?
Definitely. You know, and that's what Catholicism was formed from. It was definitely formed from a government and government controllers. And if you look at any, I mean, I remember as a kid, I had a friend that was claimed to be believe in Jesus, but her family found out that I had Jewish roots, and they told her I was this evil person because I had Jewish roots, and it was just...
Well, that's the same thing that people like Timothy Patrick White and Dr. Truot said to you recently, too.
Exactly. It's this whole thing about Jews being the Christ killers, when in reality, who really drove the nails into Jesus? Who really drove those nails into Jesus? Now, they were apparently listening to the slaves that were the Jews, the Romans. They're going to listen to the slaves who are going to determine whether they should kill Jesus
and
or not.
And even think about the Sanhedrin rabbis. Why would the Romans cow down to the Sanhedrin rabbis and without having part of the responsibility? So,
and here's the hypocrisy, though. Here's the hypocrisy. They bury Jesus as the king of the Jews, and then they go and declare him as somebody they're going to worship, and then they go and accuse the Jews of being Christ killers.
You know, and
the whole hypocrisy surrounding Catholicism.
The fundamental hypocrisy is that it operates, again, in the demonic realm of fear induction. It's all about fear. It's not about love. Jesus' whole mission and ministry was to bring love to planet Earth and ultimately peace. Peace within ourselves. The capacity to walk on water, to commune divinely, literally have miracles happen routinely. That was the ministry of our Messiah.
He was about love. Originally, it was about the way. It wasn't about man's agenda to create this agenda where women shouldn't speak up, where women didn't have any rights. They were treated as second-class citizens, because we all know out there that women are not dumber than men. You know, we are all created equal. Some of us are born with other gifts than others, different gifts than others. But we are all created equal. And so when we know that, there should never have been any kind of rule against women.
I think fundamentally, two things come to mind. Fundamentally, when you say we're all created equal, we're all created in love. We're all created in 528. We all typically, unless you've got genetic damage, have two arms, two legs, and a head.
That's equal, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Equal. Mathematically,
we are created in the same loving frequency and energy of divinity as a blessing.
Right.
So that's number one. Number two is, if you are engaged in suppressing spirituality, if you are engaged in a demonic anti-God agenda, then what you've got to do is you've got to create division. The first facade is the division between you and God.
Right.
Okay, number one. And then if you continue, even look at the Bible. How was it that God created the problems in Babylon with the confusion of the tongues? He changed the languages so that people could no longer understand one another, and ultimately that created division and a degeneration of the civilization.
Right.
So this is the model. You divide the sheeple to conquer the flock. And in this pie, the whole pie on earth is either government control or religious control.
Right.
So you divide the pie between the religious fanatics and the political fanatics, and you actually, at the highest levels, exactly what you're saying, you're having meetings at the highest levels behind closed doors that literally divide the pie as well as the profits.
And then creating these judgments, setting these standards, and everybody's believing it, just like they believe the mainstream media. You believe and interpret the Bible the way you want to interpret it. If you get the message, I remember a pastor, this is in the foreword to your book, which I wrote, the book of 528. This pastor asked me, the first time I had ever read, it was when I was younger, I read through the New Testament. And he said, "What did you get out of it?" And I said, "I got that Jesus was about love." And he said, "Is that all you got?" And I said, "That's what else is there to get? That's all I got." And I think what he expected me to go to get was the judgments that had on other men, as saying that we're not all sinners. We're all sinners. We all are to blame for sin. There's not one of us out there that is righteous to say that I've never been a sinner, that I've never done anything that be considered a sin. And I questioned him, and I said to him, and to me it seems that you think as one sin is worse than another sin. I never believed that God thought one sin was worse than another sin, that a sin is a sin. If you create a sin, if you are a sinner, you create a sin and you cause yourself to sin. How is that worse than the next person, whether it's a lesser
that's different
sin?
From, for example, in the Old Testament, eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. So your level of karmic justice or judgment, I think there is an energetic difference, a differentiation, a gradation, or even a scaling. And I'll give you another example. You read the book of 528, and you have Aristotle, who wrote the book Physics, Vitruvius, Plato. These guys talked about evil men being, I think it was 729 times more evil than a good man. And ultimately, when you research that, they're talking about, let's say, a measurement scale that is a continuum. So that, let's say, theoretically, if the creator is blasting 528 hertz frequency of harmony, and somebody decides to play 741, which is called the devil's tone or devil's interval, that is in dissonance to the pure tone of love or the pure energy, the volume of that dissonance or the place on the scale where that level of evil exists is gradable in theory. So that's just a fascinating.
Right. I mean, I would say that being a murderer, being a pedophile, I mean, these are sins that you wouldn't even call them disgraces. I mean, this is most
abominable.
Just abominations, horrific. Yeah, just the despicable crimes. But
and yet they're going on constantly. And
are.
Again, where are the folks who allegedly claim that the Church of Satan is running child trafficking networks? Where are they in the protection of we the people, our families and our children? The reality is they keep their mouths shut about the people at the highest levels of that operation and organization. Shame on you. Shame on you folks out there listening to us.
And I'm going to tell everybody this. This is a historical comment for me, but if I have to take my last breath doing it, my passion in life is to protect these children and to expose these criminal pedophile rings within the higher levels of government. And I'm taking on a huge role there, I know, because that's one of the most dangerous. That's something that they don't want you to touch.
No, they can tell you, they can have you learn about vaccinations, but don't learn about pedophilia and ritual sacrifices and blood drinking of our infants and our children.
Yeah, really, really despicable.
Don't touch that Church of Satan activity.
Exactly. And you know, you wonder where all these children that go missing every year, what happens to them?
There are half a million. There are 500,000 children that go missing in America that are unaccounted for, according to all of the authoritative figures. Now, they may be also bogus, but the reality is there's a lot of missing children that are not discussed. Where's the FBI? Do the research, folks, on the internet. You find all of a sudden these children are gone to a satanic network that literally engages in pedophilia, sexual slavery. They engage in mind control. They engage in ritual sexual sacrificing.
But they divert the attention from the public by showing films where children are beamed up into UFOs, like that new film, where they steal moms from the children.
Oh, yeah. All of it. I mean, tell you, my son, God bless him. You know, I don't know. I'm torn as a dad. He wants to watch television. I give him a break. He can watch maybe about an hour of TV about 3 days a week.
He's 11.
You know, he's 11 years old, so I don't want him to be completely isolated from the world. But, I'm watching the propaganda that's coming across that boob tube that's hideous, just hideous. And, you know, I have to spend, an hour hanging out with my son and discussing some of the things that he just watched on a cartoon because he's got to get a flip side, a reality check on the propaganda.
And that's a lot of things that happened with infiltrating the alternative movement were a lot of these UFO movements. The people that talk about abductees and UFOs, a lot of that is a diversion of what's happening really to our children and how they're being taken by these satanic cults, which has nothing to do with UFO phenomenon at all.
Yeah.
This is real life horror. This is real life disgrace.
Yeah.
This is reality.
You know, I get a lot of requests from people who are involved in the UFO movement and UFO conferences. And frankly, from the beginning of my invitations, I felt uncomfortable because I knew that that was one of the areas that was specifically targeted for misrepresentation and promotion by the Illuminati.
And infiltration heavily.
And it was in the report from Iron Mountain, which was the definitive report of looking at how to bring the people of the entire planet together under one world government and create substitutes for standard large-scale warfare. So you have the war on terrorism today that has a small, kind of very, very profitable administration versus, let's say, World War II or use of atomic bombs. So this is the transition that included the alien phenomena, the extraterrestrial threats, to bring us, we the people, globally together under one world concept, one world government, one world fear, of course, of cosmic catastrophe.
And we're not saying we don't believe in this. It's just not really the reality of the news that we're reporting.
Again,
on.
I personally, I'm a researcher and I have a Harvard degree. I have about 36 peer-reviewed scientific journals to my credit. I have 17 books, and frankly, I'm not interested in discrediting myself based on craziness or hearsay or unsubstantiated information. I really need to have hard facts before I come out with anything.
So in other words, you get us an interview with an alien, with a ship.
Somebody beam me up on a spaceship and they'll come back and report on it.
And then we'll still think it's the government.
right. But frankly, that thing that was out the window today was weird.
Yeah, that was a definite supernatural thing. But I believe also that's...
Well, it's supernatural. I don't know if it was supernatural.
But it was definitely not technology that we're used
to.
It
was not normal technology.
Right.
This was an explosion of light.
But it might have come from
space.
I
don't know where it came from.
It came from somebody's apartment.
I don't know. I have no idea where it came from.
But it came out of nowhere.
But
it rocked
this entire place, shut down all of our computers. Anyway, listen, it's about 2 minutes to top of the hour, and I want to thank you for listening tonight. I know the phone is going to ring from coast to coast, so I've got to kind of like make that appointment. I want to thank you, Sherry, for joining us. Tell folks where they can join Healthy World Affiliates.
You can go to healthyworldaffiliates.com.
healthyworldaffiliates.com. Do it today and literally partner with us. Help spread the truth that shall set us free, all of us, together. We the people, great products. Talk a little bit about OxySilver, miraculous product, awesome product. Research it. You need it today. There's that weird flu that's going around. I didn't get it. Thank Creator, but my prayer was used routinely with OxySilver. We recommend that. With OxySilver. Go to OxySilver.com. Buy it for 20% less by simply joining. It takes you 2 minutes. We'll give you a $10,000 valued website on HealthyWorldAffiliates.com just simply to help us save lives and extend this wonderful mission that we've got.
And check out 528records.com where you can transpose all of your music into the powerful healing music of the 528 frequency of love. If you're a musician, upload your music there. You'll get 60% royalties on all donations paid to anyone who decides they would love to have your music. Anyway, thank you so much for joining us. And
joining the 528 Love Revolution. Love you, folks. Talk with you next week.
Good night.